Hey everybody, this is Chris. Thank you again for joining me. This is episode 23 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And this, I want to do a quick episode here, but I wanted to do talk a little bit about COVID. I haven't talked much about it. I think, you know, last time I talked about it was I was talking about central planning and how if we're all doing the same thing, if we're all forced to do the same thing, sort of a top-down policy, then what if we're left with the question, what if that plan is wrong? What if we're doing the wrong thing? And so that's why I've always thought that we should not have any kind of national plan for dealing with COVID. Every state should be, should have a different plan, should be allowed to have a different approach. And then we can compare the different approaches and see which ones work, which ones don't work, which ones are good, which ones are bad. And then we can change, we can adopt and adapt. And different states can have different, can look at another state and say, hey, they're doing something that seems to work, let's try that. But if we're all doing the same thing, then there is none of that competition between ideas and solutions. So, you know, for example, the national mask mandate on planes. What if every airline was free to make their own decisions about what choice or what the policy should be? Some airlines would mandate masks. Some airlines would say no masks. Some airlines would say it's just totally voluntary. And the people, you and me, you and I, could decide which airline we want to go with. And maybe some airlines would completely go bankrupt and they'd realize, oh my God, nobody wants to fly us because we don't require masks. And so that kind of thing. But it seems like this is the vaccine mandate situation is getting a little out of hand, because it doesn't seem to make any sense to me. It seems to me that if you're worried about COVID, get vaccinated. It's a good idea, I think. I think if you are old and not healthy and in danger of dying from COVID, like right now, then yeah, you should probably get vaccinated. But if you're young and healthy and you're worried about you're not worried about COVID, you're more worried about the long-term health effects of the vaccines themselves, and you think that it might be a better idea, you're better off just taking your chances with COVID, because everybody you know of your age has had COVID and didn't have any problems with it, which is most young people. You know, even myself, I'm 52 years old, and everybody I know had COVID and none of them died. So I'm not worried about COVID at all. And so why should I be forced to get vaccinated? Now, I've already gotten vaccinated, but why should I be forced to get vaccinated? It doesn't make any sense. And the argument, really the only argument they have, is that, well, if we all get vaccinated, you do it for the greater good. But that argument totally falls apart, because vaccinated people can transmit the virus just like unvaccinated people can. Maybe you're a little less likely to transmit the virus. Maybe you're contagious for less amount of time, but you can still transmit the virus. So it's not going to eradicate COVID. So getting everybody vaccinated isn't going to eradicate COVID. It's never going to be eradicated. It's a coronavirus, like the common cold. It's never going to be eradicated. So the best thing we can do is, if you're worried about COVID, get vaccinated, protect yourself. If you're not worried about COVID, don't worry about getting vaccinated. And if I'm vaccinated and I actually believe that my vaccine works, if I actually believe my vaccine, the vaccine that I took, will protect me, then why would I care if you're vaccinated? Why would I want to exclude unvaccinated people from the restaurant or the movie theater where I'm seeing a movie? Why would I care? That would kind of be anti-vax, wouldn't it? That doesn't make any sense. This idea that I'm vaccinated, but I need to be protected from unvaccinated people. That doesn't make any sense at all, because I'm vaccinated and the vaccine protects me. So it doesn't make any sense. It's insane, right? It's complete insanity. And yet this is our central plan, right? This is the plan of the guy at the top, Joe Biden. That's his plan. And Anthony Fauci, one guy, Anthony Fauci, is making all the rules. And all we can do is hope that he comes to his senses. And what are the, you know, when's the last time a politician or, you know, somebody like this, I think Anthony Fauci is a megalomaniac. When was the last time a megalomaniac changed his mind and decided that he was wrong? You know, when was the last time? No, he's going to dig in. He's digging in his heels. He will never admit that he's wrong. He will, you know, and I think this is a real serious problem, because this is how totalitarianism works, right? This is what these people in government, Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, the Democrats, and I'm going to be just flat out partisan about this, because this is a partisan issue. Democrats are totalitarians. They are communists. They want total control. They want the government to completely control everything you do. And in order to get you to give up your freedoms, they need to terrify you. And that's why, and you know, these people in the media, they're all Democrats, right? They're the ones terrifying you. And Bill Maher did a great bit on this on the Jimmy Kimmel show, where he talked about this just a couple of weeks ago, mid-September on Jimmy Kimmel. Bill Maher talked about, there was a survey where Democrats were just unbelievably, unrealistically, inordinately terrified of COVID. You know, there was a survey, and they said that, you know, a lot of Democrats thought there was a 50% chance that you were either going to die or have to go to the hospital if you got COVID, which is ridiculous. It's like a 1-5% chance, and that's pushing it. So these people are 50 to 50 times more terrified than they should be. But why? Because they listen to Democrat media. They listen to this kind of regime media, these communist totalitarians, you know, these ruling class media types who want the government, they want the ruling class to control everybody. And because a lot of these people, you know, Chris Cuomo and Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper, and they all think of themselves as a member of the ruling class. And they want to run your life. They want the ruling class to run your life. And so they want you to be terrified, because if you're terrified, you will beg the government to save you and protect you and keep you safe. But, you know, that's a very dangerous path to go down, right? Because if you ask the government to keep you safe, well, the government can just throw you in a cage and say, there you are, you're safe now. You're safe in your cage. You'll never get bitten by a snake. You'll never fall off a ladder. You'll never get eaten by a shark at the beach, because you're never going to go to the beach, because you're in your cage where you're safe. You're never going to die in a car crash, because there's no cars in your cage. You're going to stay in your cage where it's safe. You know? And so basically they're trying to eliminate all of the things that make life worth living, and hope that you will give them total power over your life, and they want you to beg them to save you and keep you safe. And so don't do it. Don't buy it. Don't fall for it. It's a scam to make you give them more power over your life. That's all it is. And COVID is real. It's a real thing. If you're worried about it, get vaccinated. But if you're not worried about it, there's no reason why you should have to get vaccinated. So and nobody should force you to get vaccinated. So that is my my opinion on the subject. That's a little bit of my opinion on the subject. Democrats are absolutely terrified beyond the level where they should be terrified. Nobody should be terrified of COVID unless you're a really, really old and sick person who is, you know, I don't blame you for being terrified if you're very old, if you're 90 years old and teetering on the brink of death, which, you know, a lot of people are. And it's very sad that COVID has taken out a lot of those people. It's really knocked off the oldest and weakest members of our society. But it's also we should ask the question why it's so basically illegal to think of any other ways to prevent COVID or treat COVID. Doesn't seem to be basically the only allowed treatments are, or preventatives are, the vaccines. That's it. Basically, that's it. They're basically telling you that's all. If you get COVID, just stay home and hope it doesn't get worse. They basically have no plan. They don't, you know, it's almost like they don't care about you. So this is coming from the top, and your doctors are afraid to buck the system and tell you, you know, to try something else, try something other than, you know. Of course, a lot of this was before the vaccines. I think now that we have the vaccines, the best way to protect yourself, if you are old or unhealthy, if you have diabetes or cancer or you're obese, the best way to protect yourself is getting vaccinated. And, you know, if there are long-term consequences, chances are you won't live to experience them anyway. Either way, you'll either die from COVID or you'll die of something else before you experience any kind of long-term side effect from the vaccines. But if you're young and healthy, there's no reason to risk any potential long-term side effects. There's no reason to risk or short-term side effects, like, you know, enlarged heart. We're hearing now that just some of the Sweden and Denmark, I think Finland, are now stopping the Moderna vaccine with people under the age of 18, maybe even under the age of 30, because of heart inflammation. There's a technical term for it, but myocarditis or pericarditis or something like that. What if we find out next year that people start realizing, this is a bigger problem than we thought, and we're putting young people at unnecessary risk. It's just unnecessary because it's not stopping COVID. It's not blocking the transmit. It's not moving our society toward herd immunity. That's not happening. That's completely not happening. So this idea, this argument that we should all get vaccinated so we can move society to herd immunity and the society as a whole will be protected, it's just not true. It's just not true at all. So that's it. That's episode 23. It's a quickie. There's a lot more to say about COVID, but can't get it all in one episode. But once again, if you like this podcast, give me a rating on iTunes and you can get on Podbean, check it out on Podbean, and I will catch you on the next one, episode 24. All right. Bye-bye.